And that's really how I've grown over time. And that's how I'm going to continue to run my business moving forward, because I like having those one-on-one connections with my clients and with brands.
Unconventional Life, the show where I interview successful entrepreneurs, creatives, and thought leaders on how they earn their living in non-traditional ways. We will explore how they took the path less traveled, what their revenue model looks like, and why they are prioritizing their passion over their paycheck. I'm your host, Jewel Schroeder. Unconventional Life, welcome. This is your host, Jewel Schroeder, tuning in today from Cairo, Egypt. Today's guest is joining me from Asheville, North Carolina. I have got Melissa Furr in the house. Melissa, are you ready to take us down the path less traveled?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Super excited to have this woman on the show. She is so multi-dynamic, multi-passionate as a sought-after digital marketer, ad strategist, and founder of Defined Media Co. Also a fractional CMO of the Darren Olean Show, which, you know, talk about wild landing that. And, you know, Darren from Down to Earth, the Emmy award-winning number one Netflix docuseries with Zac Efron, which is incredible. And sure, we'll talk about that, you know, a little bit later. But in addition to all of that, you working with your brand to offer this team-oriented approach to marketing for startup companies and e-commerce, wellness, tech, sustainability, and helping really tailor these campaigns to meet your clients' needs. And I know you've been super successful at that, you know, generating just this last year, $500K in sponsorship revenue for influencer clients and helping really increase, you know, large reaches for the e-commerce and things like that. And beyond that, the unconventional life is very much something that you live and embody. And so excited to have you on the show, talk about all things, you know, unconventional digital marketing, TikTok, all the ways that you make these magic moves happen. So welcome to the show, Melissa. Fill in any gaps that I might have left out and give us a glimpse into your personal life.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm really excited to be here. Honestly, really honored. I'm usually behind the scenes helping my clients, have them get on podcasts. And so for me to be on a podcast is really like something full circle, and just talking about, you know, just you reading my bio is like such a mouthful of like all the things that I'm doing. But yeah, I mean, you pretty much hit the nail on the head on exactly like what I'm working on. Working in the marketing industry, things are always shifting and changing. And so kind of adapting to that like every year.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I know in marketing, especially the way you do marketing, how would you describe what you do and like why you do what you do? Because I think there's so many ways people can hear this conversation, and there's a, you know, unique way that you relate to the conversation. So I'd love for you to set some context for the listeners.
Yeah. So I can give some background into how I started in marketing. Like traditionally, I mean, back then I had no experience in marketing. Everything started from freelance. I actually went to school to be a pediatric nurse. And then I completely shifted. And once influencing and social media grew while I was in college, that's something that I became a lot more interested in and started taking on some freelance work on the side. And then that grew my passion for marketing. And so I still work with influencers in some capacity, depending on who they are. But I really have had an interest in e-com marketing, CPG for the health and wellness industry. And it just, my passion has grown so much because I like working with people personally, one-on-one. You see a lot of agencies, a lot of my clients come from big agencies actually, where they don't feel like they're getting what they need because they feel like they're just another number. So my whole mission was to become more of like what I call a personal marketer. And I like to have those one-on-one conversations with founders, with C-suite executives. I just want them to feel like I'm an extension of their team. And that's really how I've grown over time. And that's how I'm going to continue to run my business moving forward, because I like having those one-on-one connections with my clients and with brands.
Yeah, I love that. And I know that that has led you to some interesting places like the fractional CMO and the Darren Olean Show. And I'd love for you to share a little bit about how that came to be and, you know, how even just everything you've just described, how that gets to translate into this project as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, in my lifetime, I felt that everything happens for a reason. It always is good timing. And so I started working with Darren around 2 years ago, started as more of like a social media manager and was hired on to do that role and help him manage sponsorships because, you know, he grew through the show with Zach. Obviously he was like very notable before that, but you know, once he becomes someone who's notable, you're on a Netflix series thing, brands are thrown at you, you're expected to do all of these things with sponsorships. And so it was really hard for him to manage at the time. So I helped him manage that social media output for sponsorships. That's also something I'm still doing right now. And then over time, I kind of like inserted myself into other aspects of his marketing without it being the plan. And so it kind of grew from there. And then at the end of December, he's been wanting me to kind of take on this role for a really long time. And so finally, I'm like, all right, I'm at a place where I can do this. I really love working for you. He's such a genuine person. And so, yeah, I kind of took on this role earlier this year, which was really exciting. And it's kind of bigger, exactly where I want it to be. And I feel like initially I wanted to just continue that entrepreneurial route because it's what I've been used to. But when things are like super aligned and how I feel like with Darren and his team, it just worked itself out. And now I'm taking on this like really big opportunity with him, and it's just exciting. And it's, we still work in the same ways, just taking on more work.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Well, what a client to have, and what a great, you know, relationship to forage. And, you know, I know with the stuff that you're doing, what are some of these strategies that you use? And especially for our listeners, like, what, you know, because I imagine being at like cutting edge awarded the opportunity of, you know, him wanting to work with you in that way. And what are some of the things that you are doing, whether it's with him or just like in the landscape in general, that our listeners can kind of adapt and, you know, keep their eye on from a trend perspective?
Yeah, I would say the biggest thing that has made my like approach to marketing different, it has been working with so many different types of industries. So like really gaining that knowledge from, you know, people in the CPG world, people in the skincare world, like people in the health and wellness industry, people in interior design or brands that are focused on interior design have really like educated me and provided me with the knowledge to put together more of that like full scope marketing consulting, where it's not just I'm offering social media advice and tips, but I can offer you like a full marketing strategy now, because over time, those are the skills that I've learned. And I think I've become like so direct and like honest with some of my clients. Whereas when I was working on in-house marketing teams, it was like, this is the way to do things, pretty standard way of doing marketing. And now I've kind of like reached outside of that, where I'm kind of putting together these ideas from all of the knowledge that I've gained from the brands that I've worked in, the industries that I've worked with.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about some of the way you're using social media and the way you relate to marketing in that way. I know you've had a lot of success with TikTok and other different platforms and things. And I know it's not like a one size fits all approach, but if someone was to concentrate their energy and like putting a full plan together for themselves, I'm sure A, they could talk to you, but B, if they're just like this as a podcast, any like macro, you know, pieces of advice that you could give people?
I would say the biggest piece of advice I could give is authenticity. I find that whoever I'm working with initially starting out, they, you know, show competitor brands and how their competitors are doing things. And I come back to them and I say, well, how are you doing things? How are you doing things differently? Like, what is going to make you stand out from all these competitor brands? We don't need to mimic what competitors are doing. We need to find out what makes you, you as an individual or you as your brand, unique. And so that's often what kind of moves the needle in high-performing social media content, high-performing social media posts. And if an influencer is wanting to get more sponsorships, the reason why they're getting these sponsorships is because they have a unique audience. They have a unique way of presenting themselves. And it all is kind of wrapped up in authenticity.
Awesome. Yeah. And, you know, I know you had that 500K sponsorship revenue that you've got, you know, just from this year. How did you go about doing that? Like if someone's interested in sponsorships, any nuggets you can reveal and how that came to be?
Yeah. So the biggest thing is really identifying what influencers are interested in, or I don't even like using the term influencers as much anymore. I like saying personal brands. I mean, they're people of influence, but they really are a personal brand, and figuring out who I feel that they are aligned with. And so in terms of how I find sponsors and gather sponsors, first I'll make, you know, have a conversation with the personal brand or the person and figure out like what their mission and what their goals are and who they see themselves working with long-term. Oftentimes I see, you know, the same brand sponsoring the same people and it's not always super authentic. I feel like we saw a lot of that in 2020 or the early years of personal brands being sponsored. sponsored by larger brands on like podcasts and things like that. And so I try to find unique brands that are smaller, that are not always necessarily paying the big bucks, but are going to move the needle and build trust with that influencer's audience, essentially. And so that's really how I've grown and helped those influencers grow the, you know, the sponsorship revenue, is because I'm really trying to make those long-term connections versus making those short-term sponsorship connections. We want their audience to come back and say like, okay, they're using this brand because it has super clean ingredients. They're very trusted. I feel good about using those products versus like, oh, this is just another company selling X and X.
Yeah, absolutely. Makes a lot of sense. And, you know, I think for different influencers and things like that, if they want to start getting aligned sponsorship opportunities on that side of it, any tips that you can give and recommendations for how to initiate some of those conversations?
Yeah. I mean, you know, the outreach is always the hustle side of landing a sponsorship deal. And so it's just kind of like hustling, like making, you know, a spreadsheet of one, all of the brands that you personally love, and then other brands you feel that you are connected to. And then it's almost like a little bit of storytelling and pitching yourself, like, this is how I would promote your brand. And this is how I think my audience would take that. And this is the potential I see. Obviously, like if you've worked with brands before, sharing those case studies and how that works. And it's not just about what I've learned. Obviously, brands are really interested in the number and, you know, the CPA or the return on investment that you can provide them, but also the brand awareness piece is really big. And so that is something that is huge when pitching a brand to work with you, because you've built your brand through awareness. And so that is super important when pitching a brand and kind of showing like how you've built your audience through that awareness piece.
Yeah, well said. Melissa, you are such a wealth of knowledge. I've appreciated hearing some things on Crunchy Lifers. We got a great giveaway, which we're going to talk about in just a few moments here. And, you know, I think my last question for you is, you know, when you look at the mindset of you, right, starting out and what it's taken to grow and evolve in the way you had landing some of these bigger opportunities, what are some of the ways that you keep your head in the game and you, your life, your family life, personal life, business life, how do you navigate these different dynamics, and anything that you've learned along the way that you think might be helpful for some of the audience?
Yeah, I would say the biggest thing is like setting boundaries. Like as an entrepreneur, it's like setting boundaries between work and life and having those things that make you happy, whether it's like a hobby, which I've picked up a lot of hobbies over the last couple of years that help keep me grounded. And I know that some people, especially me, this happens to me all the time where I'm just like working and then forget to shut off. And like those things like hobbies and boundaries will help keep me grounded in moving forward.
Yeah, well said. Melissa, my last question for you is, when you think about living the unconventional life, what does that mean to you?
When I think about being the unconventional life, like, it means that I am building the life that I've always wanted, and I'm building those tools to help keep me successful in my relationships, in my business, and in the goals that I want to achieve.
Yeah, well said. Melissa, tell us about the giveaway that you've got for the listeners.
Awesome. So I am providing people with a free Facebook advertising guide. It is an intro into Facebook advertising, so it'll help walk you through the setup process and how to uniquely build your audiences and campaigns for your personal brand or your business.
Yeah, so, so good. Unconventional Lifers, we're going to put that at our website at unconventionallifeshow.com. So make sure to check out the giveaway tab for this week's giveaway on how you can find the information for that. And Melissa, for those that want to follow along, stay in touch, learn more about you, what's the best place for people to do that?
Instagram is the best place. We are at Defined with a D Media Co. on Instagram.
Awesome. Defined Media Co. at Defined Media Co. I'll put that in our show notes as well. And Melissa, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us, for thinking out of the box, for being an example of how to do things on your own terms. It was great having you on the show today.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much, everyone.